Genuine Faith by Mary Loudermilk. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1 verses 2-3, NKJV. One of the greatest stories of faith in the Bible is found in Genesis 22. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, his long-awaited son of promise, as a burnt offering. How could God ask such a painful and shocking thing of a man who had faithfully followed him for years? How could he ask a loving father to kill his own son? The journey. The Bible does not tell us about any hesitation on Abraham's part. Nor does it tell us what was going on in his mind. Whatever his inner turmoil, Abraham gathered the wood, loaded a donkey, and set out on a 3-day journey to the land of Moriah. His son, Isaac, and 2 servants traveled with him. During their journey, Abraham never shared the full story with Isaac. His son only knew that they were going to sacrifice and worship. Finally, as father and son left the servants behind and headed up the mountain, Isaac questioned, "Where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham replied, "God will provide himself a lamb." That was not optimism speaking. It was strong faith in Almighty God. Hebrews 11 verse 19 says that Abraham believed that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead. Isaac's faith. We speak of Abraham's faith, but I believe that even as a young person, Isaac had developed his own strong faith. Although we do not know his age at this time, Isaac was probably already in his teens. From Genesis 22 verse 6, we know he was strong enough to carry the wood for the offering up the mountain. He would also have been strong enough to resist being bound to an altar by a centenarian. Yet Isaac allowed himself to be placed on the altar without protest. We know the end of the story. Abraham's faith held true, and God provided a ram for the sacrifice. Isaac lived a long, full life and eventually had 2 sons of his own. Have you ever wondered how that one act of faith by his father also increased Isaac's own faith in the Lord? This experience was one he would never forget. Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, lists both Abraham and Isaac on its honor roll of faith. Why does God use the difficult circumstances we encounter in life to test our faith? Proverbs 17 verse 3 tells us, "The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts," NKJV. God uses the hard things in life to help us mature in our faith and develop strength of character. Character over comfort. Someone once stated that God is more interested in our character than our comfort. If you are facing a difficult time in your life today, hold on to your faith. God is using this experience to shape you into a person of strong character, perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Are you willing to climb on the altar of sacrifice voluntarily and allow God to shape you into the person you are meant to be? Your faith will give glory to God. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1 verses 6-7, NKJV. Other faith verses, Proverbs 17 verse 3, Romans 5 verses 3-5, Romans 8 verse 28, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 5, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, James 1 verse 6.